Spring wheat yields in western and north central North Dakota were estimated at 24.6 bushels per acre. That compares to 40.8 bushels per acre in 2019 and the five-year average of 42.2 bushels. Here's Wheat Quality Council Executive Vice President Dave Green.
We left Mandan, went north to Turtle Lake, and then cut across through McCluskey and almost to Carrington probably, and then up. And I thought it was the lousiest set of stops I've had in a long, long time. I mean, we went to like, I'd say 8 stops in a row that we would have put under 20 bushels, and most of those around 10 bushels an acre. I've noticed is, you know, that there's a drought map with a big red blotch on it, and it's right in the middle of where I was today, and I think that's the effect we saw.
Josh Longton with Miller Milling Company traveled north of Bismarck to the Canadian border, then headed east towards Rolla and back south to Devil's Lake. Compared to the previous day, Longton says fields were poorer.
Just didn't look great. It'll be on the borderline if farmers try to harvest it or feed it to, you know, bale it up and give it to cows or leave it standing to protect the soil. As we got a little further east, things slightly improved. They won't be probably trend line yields or what historically was produced. We haven't noticed really any quality issues. I mean, we saw a few grasshoppers the first day. We really didn't see any today. Like, there was probably one field today where we had one plant that had a little smut on it. But other than that, I don't think we've seen any disease.
On the final day of the spring wheat tour, crop scouts will leave Devil's Lake this morning and end up in Fargo by this afternoon. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.